When people ask Margaret Brittingham, an ornithologist at Penn State, what's your favorite bird? Her answer is the black-capped chickadee. Here's her take on this fairly common little bird with a surprising appetite.
Black-capped chickadees are tiny but tough. At less than half an ounce, they're one of the smallest birds to survive in northern areas during the winter. It takes a lot of body fat to keep warm, so chickadees spend most of the daylight hours feeding on seeds, berries, and occasionally fat from animal carcasses. Then on winter nights, they drop their body temperature to conserve on fuel. This is like you turning down the thermostat in your house at night. Still, they lose about 10% of their body weight each night. In the morning, chickadees get back to feeding, and by the end of the day, they are bulging with fat to help them make it through another night. Chickadees are communicators. The number of D's in the chickadee-dee call is an indication of danger. A predator that's not much of a threat might get a chickadee-dee, while a chickadee-dee-dee-dee-dee would be a major threat. In the spring, the hey, sweetie song of the male chickadee establishes his territory and invites a female to share it with him. If you want to invite chickadees into your yard, trees and shrubs and fallen logs will provide food and nest sites. Evergreens provide winter cover. As the name suggests, the black-capped chickadee has black feathers on the top of its head. It's an active, acrobatic gray bird that is a frequent visitor to bird feeders. This year-round resident is found throughout Pennsylvania, except in the southeastern and southwestern corners, where it is replaced by Carolina chickadees.
That was Margaret Brittingham, professor of wildlife resources in the Department of Ecosystem Science and Management at Penn State, in a story from our archives. And thanks to Cornell University's Macaulay Library for recordings of the black-capped chickadee.